Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we will learn about mourning with the mourner. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitshanu B'mitzvotam Tzivanu La'asok B'dibrei Torah. All right, we're continuing in Yerushalmi, Chapter 3 of Moed Katan. We're in Chapter 3, Halakha 5, and in the Shattenstein, it's 19a2. And as, if you're just picking up with us, what we found is that in the Yerushalmi, as elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, lots of flexibility, lots of room for individual practice. And we're going to see that here too. All right. So, Arusato, if you are mourning the person to whom you are betrothed, which in Judaism is basically like you're married, but or you're just very in the process of getting married. You have a ring, you have a date, you have the house, you have the linens. I mean, you're ready to roll. Lomit avel velo onein. You don't mourn and you don't become an onein. Now, remember, when somebody dies, between the time that the person dies and the person is buried, which in Judaism could be as little as like 6 hours, right? Because we bury right away. In that time period, you are not expected to do any mitzvot, anything. If it's Shabbat, you're not observing Shabbat. If it's time to say the Shema, you're not saying the Shema. Because we get it that until your loved one is buried and you've done the very last thing that you can do for them, your head just is not straight. I mean, let's face it, your head isn't going to be on straight for quite some time, but it's really not on straight until this is done. Okay. So here we are going to learn some more about mourning different people. Tane, they taught in an earlier source. Kol shemit ablin alav. Anybody who for whom you mourn, mit ablin imo. Somebody has to observe the mourning along with that person, okay? Let's say I have a brother, and I have to mourn my brother. But does my husband have to mourn my brother after all? He's no blood kin to him, right? So what they're saying is, yeah. You mourn together with the other person. All right. Rav demachat achate. The sister of Rav died. Ufakid lichia bere. And he taught his son, Chia, as to what he should do. God bless Rav. Even when his sister dies, he's teaching. Okay. Amar lei, he said to him, Kate salik legabe haveshalach sindalach. When you come to me while I'm sitting Shiva, take off your sandals, your shoes, right? Because while you're here with me, you're going to mourn the way I'm mourning. And one of the signs of mourning is we don't wear shoes. But the flip side of that coin is you don't have to go out in mourning and do the full mourning gig for your aunt, but it's while you're with me, be with me. Be with me in my practice. And again, gosh, the sages just get it so right. Just have empathy with me. Be with me while I'm in mourning. You don't have to pretend you're in great mourning once you're out of my presence. But in my presence, be with me. Mwah! Sorry. I just love it. I just love this Talmud. Oh, okay. Rabbi Mana Habon Benoy de Rabbi Hanina Achuye Matin. So the sons of Rabbi Mana's brother, Rabbi Hanina, died. Atun v'sha'alun Rabbi Yose. So people came and asked Rabbi Yose on Rabbi Mana's behalf, Mahu lichpot et hamita. So what's the rule in terms of turning over the bed? Now, this was one of the traditional signs of mourning. Again, just a physical manifestation of your world being completely turned upside down. Think of it that way. Okay. Amar lon, so Rabbi Yosef said to them, La tzarich, you don't have to turn over the bed in your own house. In other words, in their house, they turn over the beds. They are the mourners. And you may have to sit on the floor or on turned over couches or whatever while you're there. But you don't have to do that in your own home. Okay? So that seems to be backing up the Rav story. Okay, so then there's another question. Mahu lishon al gabei mitan kafuya. Well, then what about Rabbi Mana sleeping on an overturned bed in his own house? Does he have to do that? And here's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Amarlon, so he says to them, La sarich, he doesn't have to. All right, so and here the footnote is helpful. In addition to a mourner's obligation to overturn the beds in his house, he is also forbidden to sit or sleep on an upright bed. This additional prohibition is not usually relevant since the beds in a mourner's home are not generally upright. It becomes relevant, however, on a Friday afternoon when the mourner is permitted to right the beds in honor of the Sabbath, but remains forbidden to sit on the upright beds. Although Rabbi Yose ruled that the secondary mourning obligation was not sufficiently potent to obligate Rav Mana to turn over all the beds in his house, the questioners wondered whether he might nonetheless be prohibited to actually sleep in an upright bed. Rabbi Yose informed them that he is not included in this prohibition either, for the obligation of secondary mourning applies only in the presence of the primary mourner. Okay, so I hope that makes sense, right? There, you know, when you're with the mourner, you take on the practices of mourning. When you're not with them, you're fine. You can just go back to your regular practice. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.